Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day, Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness segment. This is Katie Johnson, and joining me as my guest this morning is Brian Pickering. Brian is one of the athletic trainers on staff at Lake Region Healthcare, and he's here to talk to us about back-to-school sports physicals. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Katie.
Well, I hate to admit that it's time to talk about back-to-school stuff, but we all know that fall sports practice starts in August, and that's just around the corner. And I wanted to talk about the importance of the sports physical and what parents and athletes should be doing to prepare for a sports physical. So let's just start at the beginning with maybe the sports physical 101. What are they and who needs them?
Yeah, so a sports physical is sometimes called a pre-participation physical or, as you said, a sports physical or something along those lines. And depending on where you're at, every kid participating in athletics at a Minnesota State High School League sanctioned school in the state of Minnesota needs a physical every 3 years. And there's no magic date, like it doesn't have to be done after May 1st or after June 1st or whatever. It just needs to be completed sometime within the last 3 calendar years. So if a kid chose not to play a fall sport as a seventh grader and took a physical in, let's say, November, they would be actually good through the fall of their sophomore year. So, but if you're in North Dakota, you're required to take one every year.
So let's expand on the sports physical a little bit more. What is it meant to uncover? What can it prevent?
Yeah, so really, you shouldn't look at a sports physical as what can we find. It's hopefully what don't we find. Mm-hmm. Whoever's doing it should never go into it looking to disqualify a kid or to put restrictions on a kid. Really, ultimately, you're looking to minimize any risks associated with sports or their participation. And the Minnesota State High School League does a good job of breaking it down into 9 boxes based upon strenuous activities and contact. And, I should put contact in a different category. Whether a sport's considered a contact or non-contact, and aerobic levels, and actually allows a provider to determine exclusions based upon that, saying that maybe somebody, and not every kid that falls into these categories is going to be excluded, but maybe a kid that had a congenital defect and maybe only has one kidney may be excluded from playing a contact sport such as football or hockey. It allows that provider that's doing the physical to determine what's safe for that kid long term. I mean, mm-hmm. That's really what you're looking for.
So what are the components of a good sports physical?
Yeah, so to me, I guess a good sports physical comprises of 6 things. One, it should be a medical history of the student athlete, and that should include things like allergies, asthma, vaccination history, vision problems, any prior significant illnesses such as pneumonia, mononucleosis, chicken pox should even be included in that. One thing we start to see with a lot of these kids with chicken pox and kids that have gotten the chicken pox vaccination is shingles. Mm. Obviously, and that's a concern as you get older, so you want to obviously be aware of that. Prior surgeries, any medications and supplements they're taking, so those kinds of things should be included in that. And you should also have some questions associated with cardiovascular screening, and some of that leads to your family history, history of heart disease, history of unexplained death prior to age 50, high blood pressure. Those kinds of things should all be included in part 2, which would be your family history, because you want to look at that as well. Then you should do a general health screening, which should include height, weight, blood pressure, pulse rates, a vision check, a hearing check, an arm span. We go back to Marfan syndrome. Mm-hmm. And check that arm span to make sure that's one of the identifying factors that you can use in order to determine that. Then you should go into your physical exam, which is going to check, obviously, joint stability and strength and range of motion. And you should do a neurocognitive, and that should also be part, I guess, of your history. When you want to talk about concussions, is a big topic. There should be a neurocognitive exam as well as part of this. Obviously checking eyes, ears, nose, throat, the skin for any potential skin infections. You find kids that come in with ringworm or something else, and you don't want that to be spread. And this is an opportunity to catch some of these and treat what's appropriate and obviously not disqualify, but to get us headed in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Once that physical exam is done, I always think that in the Minnesota State High School, it's really good. There's a group of questions on that form for the doctor or whoever's doing it to go through there and kind of do a mental health screening. Look at the stresses. Kids that are playing sports are not immune to the stresses of society today. Mm-hmm. Talk about drug, alcohol, tobacco use, unsafe risk factors such as guns in the house, use of seat belts, unprotected sex, all those sorts of things that you wouldn't want to think you want to address with a seventh grader, but you may not see that kid again until a 10th grader. Mm-hmm. Smoking in the home should be part of that assessment. And then finally, I always view it as a good educational opportunity to look at that kid and talk to them about the importance of identifying and being able to report concussions to the right person, talking about hydration, then heat illness protection, proper nutrition, potential side effects of any medications and supplements that kids are on. They need to know that with increased activity, sometimes these medications may be a diuretic and may lead to cramping. Well, that kid needs to know that so that we're not dealing with that issue. I hate to deal with those issues on the field because you have unexplained cramping, and then you find out 2 days later that they're taking a medication that may cause that. Mm-hmm. So it's a good time to educate.
And it's pretty thorough when you cover all of those things. So the question that comes to my mind is it okay for this to take the place of their annual exam, you know, their well child exam?
It should never replace it. It can be a component of it. I know in my household, that's part of it. You know, when our kids go in for their well check, and obviously we only have one at that age, but part of her well check, and she's convenient because she's a September birthday, but we always do her sports physical as part of her annual well check.
Sure.
It should never the sports physical should never replace the well check. Unfortunately, you know, from study to study, they say anywhere between 35 and 80% of kids are not getting an annual well check, and they're using the sports physical as that. And sometimes things get lost, which is why I personally believe things like vaccination checks should be, you should be getting your sports physical done by someone that can assess your vaccination schedule and catch those things, because unfortunately sometimes that's the only time kids come in, and we need to make sure we're catching those things.
Right. I think it's maybe common for kids to worry about passing the physical. Is it common for someone to not pass or for more tests to be needed once they are done with a sports physical?
Yeah, so two different questions. Is it common to not pass? I can't think of 15, 16 years of doing this. I can't think of ever having one kid that I knew failed it. Mm-hmm. Or I should say it's not a pass fail.
Right.
One kid that was ever completely disqualified from activities. I've had kids that have been told that they can't participate in a certain level of activity. Whether it's you can't play soccer, but you could, but you can golf. Somewhere, statistics show between 0.5% to maybe 2% of kids get excluded.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say closer to the half,
mm-hmm.
Really, when you look at it. Now, is it common to do additional tests? I'd say I'd have to define common, but it's not unusual to maybe be listening to the heart and hear something and then request an EKG to be taken, or to look at a kid that might be overweight for their age and request at least a baseline of the lipids and some baseline blood tests that would assess what's going on there. Mm-hmm. If a kid maybe has a thyroid issue or something like that. Again, this is where it doesn't replace an annual exam. Mm-hmm. It can be part of that, but it should never really replace that.
And I think that's part of the education process too. If you're really being upfront with your child about what the purpose of the sports physical is and taking them for their well child exams, they'll be well aware of their personal health, hopefully being really proactive about their personal health and knowing that the physical for sports isn't about passing or failing. It's about making sure they can be the strongest athlete they can be.
Right. And, if you really want to build on that, people ask me all the time, well, can I go wherever to get my physical done? And I said, well, absolutely, you can go wherever to get your physical done. But to me, part of a good sports physical as well is getting it from someone that you have a long-standing or at least some sort of standing relationship with, so that they know your medical history. I mean, we talk about wanting to get your prior medical history and wanting to get your family history. But sometimes if you walk in, obviously kids that are around now, Dr. Magnuson's been here since the time they were born and maybe mm-hmm. since, wherever. But Dr. Magnuson knows that kid as well as anybody mm-hmm. because he's seen them for 13, 15, 16 years and knows that history.
Right.
That relationship's already there and established, as opposed to somebody just that you're just going to because you need to get this piece of paper done. It's much more than a signature. And that's one of my biggest maybe frustrations about public image of a sports physical, is that I think when we talk about kids that maybe happen to, I hear the kid that passes away playing football or mm-hmm. whatever the case is, those kids, I think, if you were to go back and look at it, there's something that was there that just got missed because somebody overlooked it because mm-hmm. it was just a sports physical and mm-hmm. not really looking at what are my concerns. Right. They take the name off, take who I'm looking at off, and here's the data I have in front of me and what's my concerns.
Mm-hmm. Excellent advice. Anything that we've missed that you want to make sure we add?
No, I guess the last thing I would say is that don't think it's too early to get this done. And it's not too late to have it done either. You know, if somebody would ask me when should I have it done, I always tell them about 4 to 6 weeks ahead because that gives you that month, month and a half that if you need to do an EKG or if you need to get a lipid panel or you need to, let's say you need to, there's a concern of a sickle cell trait or something like that, you have time to do those additional testing and get your answers as opposed to sitting there for 2-3 weeks waiting for those answers. And you never want to be doing that at the beginning of a sports season. I mean, that's any coach would tell you that's the most important time of the year. You can test that maybe, but... that's the time when kids become part of that team and you hate for them to miss out on those situations. So don't feel like you're missed out on it and don't feel like you're doing it way too early, like you're planning out of time because you might be actually a little bit behind the game a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say it's definitely time to make your appointment if you haven't done so already. Great advice, Brian Pickering, athletic trainer on staff at Lake Region Healthcare, talking fall sports physicals with us this morning on Apple a Day. And both Brian and I remind you, there is so much to do here. Stay healthy for it. Thanks for listening and have a great day.